Now, there are seven ways to handle somebody who, when you make a big fat claim and you've even shown them the evidence and they still don't believe you. Have you ever dealt with that? And you're making an honest claim? Then there's a nice acronym that you can use for this, and it's called DEFEATS. And by the way, if you feel like, my God, how many of these things are we going to learn? So we've learned urban and lurban and drab. Hang in there. There are seven total of these little chunk down segments. So you only have to remember seven of these things to know the entire sales process as I teach it. But DEFEATS. What does DEFEAT stand for? Well, first of all, D is going to stand for just demonstrate. We've all heard the idea that seeing is believing. It's very true. If you can show somebody something, most people are very visually oriented in their convincer strategies. Not all people, but a large number of our population because of television primarily and movies. So if you can demonstrate right there in front of them, you can wipe out all the disbelief somebody may have at that time. Secondly, what you need to do is give them an example. And if you can't demonstrate, at least give some examples of people you've worked with. At least give them some examples of some stories that you can tell them about ways where you've gotten the results so it becomes more real for them. Thirdly, give them some facts. And when you deliver the facts, make sure that you're congruent, because sometimes you're delivering a real fact, but you're thinking about like how you're coming across, you know what I mean? Or you're not positive about the fact. I've done this myself, and they're like, so what I usually say if I'm not positive, say I'm not absolutely positive, but I believe it's this. If it's your business and you need to know facts, know them up front so you're ready immediately to be able to support that person with precise facts and say, these are the facts, this, this, and this. And facts will blow out a lot of disbelief many times. Next, you got to make sure that you do some exhibitions sometimes. Not just a demonstration, but really be able to have something sit there in front of them and be exhibited for them for a period of time. Because some people, we all have different ways of being convinced. But for some of people in the world, what they need to do is spend enough time at something. It's like, you can't just demonstrate it. You got to exhibit it. You've got to make sure that they experience that it really works a little bit through time, not just for a moment. So think about, how can I really exhibit this in a way where they get the feeling it's not just for a moment, but it's going to last? A is for analogy. Tell them an analogy. In other words, say, this is kind of like something else. Oftentimes, when you try and explain something to somebody and they don't believe you, it's because it just doesn't make sense. But if you say, you know, taking a company public by reverse merger is, you know, it's kind of like understanding the government. You know, the government is able to print money, and that money is based on people's perception of its worth. Well, a company can go public and generate capital, not based on just what it's doing, but based on what people think its worth will be. And so all of a sudden a person begins to say, oh, okay, I have an idea now of how that works. So when somebody makes a big fat claim that says, if you take your company public, you basically have developed a printing press for money as long as your company is profitable and continues to expand, that sounds like a pretty big statement. It creates disbelief. But if you use the right kind of analogies, you can start to break through that disbelief, maybe, and get their interest. Another example would be T, would be testimonials. One of the things we have our salespeople do is we work with so many companies, Fortune 500 companies, and what we've asked them to do is carry with them a binder that's just filled with letters. So you've got everybody from IBM, AT&T, New York Life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, one after another, talking about the quality of our product from the vice president or the president or the CEO or the top sales manager in that organization. Because again, you open that up, you show those testimonials, and you know, a couple of good customers are worth 10 times you trying to explain something. In fact, somebody told me a statistics, and that was like a referral. You know, when you can actually use a testimonial in the form of, let's say, a referral, one referral is worth 15 cold calls. That's pretty intense. So the more you can show testimonials, the more power you're going to have. And the other way to break through people's disbelief about some of your big fat claims is use some statistics. Be real specific and give some statistics that hopefully they can verify so that they can say, hey, this is really worthwhile. So what do we need to do to get people's interest? It's real simple, quick step of interest. All we've got to do is ask enough questions, stir them up enough to really find out what they're really feeling, what do they really want, what's an interest they have, or what's a need that they have. And our whole goal is make them hungry. And we're going to do that by creating what I call units of interest. I think of each one of these as like a unit of interest. And all you've got to do is get a bunch of these bags set up in advance so that once you know the kind of thing they want, you tell them that big fat claim and it's already worded for you. You already have it in your head. You know, it's like I gave you this process and said the way we're going to convince people is giving lots of emotional reasons to buy now, urban, and you're going to give them some logical reasons to buy now, lurban. And the idea of that is to blow out the objections they would have, the dominant reasons they have for avoiding buying, drab. And what I'm saying to you is that what we want to do to build this up is we want to build up in advance a bunch of these. So we got them stacked over here in the corner. Well, we have a bunch of these different things cranked over here, and we can just pull these bags and dump them on top to get enough interest that their fears or concerns start to shift. And that's what we want to do. We want to blow that completely out. We're going to eventually build these into what we call units of conviction. Right now, they're just units of interest. And the reason they're units of interest, we're making a big fat claim. We're saying because blank fact, which means to you, and sell them a benefit, one you know they want. Don't just sell any benefit, which really means to you. So you get there right at a gut level, right? Right at a heart level, right at an emotional level, not just an intellectual level. So you really got their interest and say, and here's how I can support that. And don't tell them a lot, just enough so that they'll listen. And then back it up with getting permission to probe. And the purpose of my calling right now, the purpose of my meeting with you right now is just to get your answers to some questions. Is that okay? As soon as you have permission, you can now move to the next step. And the next step is going to be qualify them. You want to probe for problems and magnify the hurt so that you got somebody who really feels like they have a need and they really want to change, but you got to know who this person is and what their deepest wants are. And that's going to work on next. But before we do, create some units of interest. You should have a whole sack full of these things you can reach out and drop right down to start pushing people over the edge. Remember, the most important part of this last aspect to engaging, the part of interest, is make them hungry to hear what you're going to say, or don't even start your presentation. You're wasting your time. I hope you've enjoyed this session today, and make sure you take action. Follow through on the exercise so you keep building the muscles and the skills that will make a difference.
Great. Now, are you ready to create interest for your product or service? I know I am. So for today's assignment, we're going to do that right now. Remember, there are 6 steps in this process to get your client hungry to hear your presentation. Do you remember them? 1, big fat claim. What is the big fat claim that your client associates value to? 2, state a fact. Phrase this in terms of because. Remember what you learned before. 3, state a benefit. You might language that like, what this means to you is, and of course, 4, state another benefit. And how you might say that is, and what that really means to you is. 5, state evidence. And the reason why I say that is, and of course, 6, get permission to probe. Ask permission to ask questions or probe deeper. So now, think about your product or service or something you want to influence somebody to do. Create some units of interest for this product. And remember, you want to build up a bunch of these for your primary product or service so you're totally armed and you have created a big interest on the part of the client so that they are totally engaged and ready for the next step. I encourage you to practice this a few times so that you have it down, so that you have it in your nervous system. And also, you might try carrying around your Power Tools flashcards that'll help you remember your steps and strategies. You know, if you carry them around with you and you read them over and over again, then pretty soon you don't have to carry them around in your pocket. You'll carry them around in your soul. So congratulations. You've just finished phase 1 of the selling process. And now it's time to move to phase 2. So have fun with your units, and I'll see you on the next session.